It all started with a mouse. Hello, everybody. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for Life, Matthew Avery. We are here today for a special edition of the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery, the podcast. Today is a really special day for us Disney fans as Mickey Mouse, the one who started it all, turns the big 9-0 today. And I'll be honest, Mickey Mouse was actually the first character I met in all of Disney, like in Epcot, Walt Disney World, and Hollywood Studios. I haven't been to Animal Kingdom yet. First time I met Mickey was at Epcot, and I was smiling. And I actually met Mickey twice that day at Epcot. The second time was to get his autograph. Now, a little fun fact for Mickey Mouse was Mickey Mouse was actually supposed to be named Mortimer Mouse, which Walt Disney named after his wife. And apparently Walt Disney's wife said, let's just change it up, and basically Mickey was born. Well, the real reason Mickey was born is Walt Disney lost the rights to his previous character, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, to Universal. So he had to come up with another character. And that's where Mickey Mouse came in. And basically Mickey made his debut in Steamboat Willie. And here's about another fun fact. Mickey did not speak for like eight short films. His first speaking role was in Carnival Kid, when he was selling hot dogs at the carnival. And him and Minnie are happily together for the celebration. And all Disney fans don't know this, which they probably do, Mickey and Minnie are hitched. Like, they've been married for as long as we can remember. And basically, Mickey's been through it all. Made short films like Steamboat Willie, Plain Crazy, Fantasia 2000. You name it. Mickey's been through it all. And it's amazing how far Mickey has come. Merchandising, movies, soundtracks, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it's great to know that I think he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If he does, I'm pretty sure he does. Anyway, Mickey, happy birthday, and I'm glad you were the first person I got to meet all Disney in Florida. And I know he's celebrating right now with a big, big birthday cake, and probably a really, really big birthday cake, if you know what I mean, because Mickey is an American icon. He's been doing this for years. He's been entertaining people for 90 years. He's been entertaining people. Like, during the Great Depression, people needed something to get their minds off of the Great Depression. Like, oh, we are poor, and we're in the Great Depression. So we had Mickey Mouse to get the worries off of Great Depression, and actually was he and I do have something in common. We both were in a marching band. I actually was in a marching band. My college does not have a marching band, we have a pep band. and Mickey, like at Walt Disney World, we were honorary cast members for the parade, and I'm glad I was going to have an honorary cast member, and we took a picture around Mickey Mouse in the marching band uniform. It was, I actually have the photo on my iPad to this day, and I am not going to let this photo leave my sight. I will make sure it stays on my iPad forever and ever, amen. Like I said, Mickey's done it all. He's been a Mouseketeer. He saved the day from a giant. He even tried to help with Minnie's farm. And he was also in an adaptation of A Christmas Carol where he played. I know it was Scrooge McDuck who played Scrooge. And I can't remember much of the. I know I watched Disney's A Christmas Carol, and I like watched Disney's A Christmas Carol. I watched Mickey's A Christmas Carol. I love them both, and Mickey played Scrooge's he played Scrooge's worker who took out after trying to figure out who it was. Marley. He took over after Marley passed away. Mickey played the guy who took over after Marley. And basically, through all that, it's basically goes from there. And I sometimes forget what the character's name is. Hold on a second. Let me look at it real quick. I'll be right back. He played Bob Cratchit. Sorry. Took me a while to think about that. He's been in a few Easter eggs. Like, for example, in The Little Mermaid, if you look really closely, like if you stop a scene where King Neptune is coming in, if you stop the image in the crowd, you'll see in the crowd that it's Mickey, Donald, and Goofy are in that scene. Like, folks are saying, wow, I never knew Mickey, Goofy, and Donald could breathe underwater without assistance. The best thing about Mickey is he's literally all around Walt Disney World. Because there's this hidden Mickeys all around that people also try to desperately find 24/7. Unfortunately, I didn't do that. I feel sorry for that. I didn't look for the hidden Mickeys. And like I said, it's amazing what Mickey's done, like, for all of us. And I want to actually thank him personally. If it weren't for him, I would not have my Disney Enthusiast Imaginary YouTube channel. I would not have this podcast as we speak. If it weren't for him, I would not be here right now. Mickey, thank you for that. And I am glad that I am planning on working at Disney when I graduate college. I want to work at Disney. I want to work with Mickey. And who knows? It will happen eventually. And mark my words. Okay, that is. I'm not done yet. Just want to wish Mickey a very happy 90th birthday. And can't wait for his 100th birthday celebration. That will be bigger than yet. I actually watched his 90th birthday celebration spectacular on ABC, and it was really good. I admit that much. I already posted my daily Instagram post. Speaking of which, I gotta put that post on that Twitter. Anyway, that's all the time I have today for this podcast. If you like this podcast, remember to go check out my other podcast episodes. And if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery YouTube channel. And if you want to go follow me on social media, Matt Avery of Arendelle, all in lowercase. Is my Instagram. Matt Avery Disney, all in caps. My Twitter. Maves Avery with a down dash between Maves and Avery is my Snapchat. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Randolph for like Matthew Avery. I'll hear you guys in my next podcast, my friends. Once again, Mickey, it's your day, so happy birthday, buddy.